Now, if you have the kind of cultured and refined palate that Sydney cultivates, then you'll know that from March 9 to 12, the taste of Sydney is set to ruin every diet all around the city. And if you don't have that sort of palate, then you probably need to go to Taste of Sydney even more than anyone else. It is basically the ultimate pop-up restaurant experience, and it turns Centennial Park into an explosion for the senses, showcasing the best of the best that Sydney has to offer. One of the chefs that's going to be on show is Josh Nyland, the current enfant terrible of the seafood scene. He's also joining me in the studio. Good morning, Josh.
Thank you. That's a nice welcome.
Oh, well, look, you've been branded as doing some, like, you've basically been called a firebrand iconoclast for what you're doing with seafood. The restaurant's called St. Peter. You've been open since September. And I think what's been fascinating people is you've had a real push towards aging and almost a nose-to-tail attitude around seafood that I think people have been ignoring for a long time.
Yeah, I think we're thrown it under nose to scale, so it's no, it's good. I mean, when you buy fish in this kind of volume, like for the restaurant, I mean, we're only a 36 seat venue, but we do around 70-80 covers a day, so I mean that's a lot of fish to feed people, given we're an a la carte restaurant, so we're giving people real portions of fish. So when you get a lot of fish in, then you manage to get a lot of offal out of the fish, and when you want to buy that kind of quantity, then you need somewhere to house the fish, so storage is important for us. So if we get a fantastic array of fish, then they need to get up on hooks. And if that means they sit there for 9-10 days and develop more flavour and characteristics, then we can call it dry aged.
But I think that's incredible because it's antithetical to what kind of conventional wisdom says you can do with seafood.
Well, that's right. There's so much moisture in fish, and it's such that's the battle. Like the moisture is what kills the fish. So by hanging the fish, some of our larger fish anyway, on hooks, then you allow air to pass around the outside of it rather than it laying in its own juice. So, and I mean, there needs to be a thought for byproduct. So, a fish, there's already such a poor yield on a piece of fish, so sometimes livers that come out of a fish exceed the weight of the actual fish itself. So
wow.
The actual flesh that's edible, yeah. So
look, I know I've been reading a few reviews, and you've got reviewers tearing their hair out because, of course, the menu is so fresh. It's changing absolutely daily, so they'll recommend a dish knowing that, well, it might not be on the menu ever again.
That's part of the fun.
Well, today's menu, I had a bit of a look at it, and mussel omelettes, octopus head, scotch egg, and sea urchin crumpet. That's just the brunch menu that's current.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun at brunch. There's, marin scrambled eggs, and there's some pretty cool stuff that we get to play with, and I think the vibe on a weekend, Saturday and Sundays, is a lot of fun for the chefs as well.
So I think that's great. Look, you've brought some stuff in. I haven't been this excited since I had a live wine tasting at 8:30 in the morning. What have you got in front of me?
In front of us here, I've brought some salted products, some dried products, because I thought fresh offal at this time of the morning might be a bit confrontational. So I've got salted John Dory roe. I've got salted wild kingfish liver. I've got a little Spanish mackerel heart, sand whiting roe, and then a swim bladder out of a wild mulloway.
Now, that is the one that's amazing to me because I've never heard of anyone eating swim bladder before. I love offal. I eat a lot of liver. I think one of the nicest things I've ever had was just a pan-seared pheasant liver.
Nice.
From a flatmate of mine years ago, made a hunter pie and just left all the offal behind. I had the best time with that. It was incredible.
Cool.
What does a swim bladder taste like?
Swim bladders are great because they're so full of gelatin. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing. You cut into a mulloway and its gut's already so big and you're wondering what's inside, whether it swallowed another fish or... But it's this inflated balloon, basically, and it, I suppose, keeps the fish buoyant in the water.
That's exactly what
so, it deflates when you take it out. We boil it a few times on the stove. We scrape it back and then we put it on a tray to dry out and we stick seaweed to one side of it.
Oh.
And then you end up with this, like, chip that's got seaweed on the back of it and the bladder on top, and then we deep fry it at a really high temperature and it puffs up like a pork rind.
That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like something you might have as a snack with a beer.
Yeah, well, load it full of salt and it's pretty amazing.
All right, let me have a taste.
Yeah.
I've got to do
scratch
this.
Off some of this.
What do we got?
So sand whiting that tastes like chicken salt. We scrape this on top of our potato scallops at the restaurant.
Okay.
And it's like natural MSG.
Oh, my God, that is so good. I mean, a distinctly fishy taste, but that immediate kind of umami salt flavour.
That's right.
Mm.
And then we'll get a little bit funkier and give you some mackerel heart.
That looks so good. Okay, mackerel heart. It's kind of black and shriveled or dark, but the shavings come off almost truffle-like.
Exactly. And that's more like the iron-rich, that blood.
A really interesting texture as well. Mm. Yeah, it's absolutely lovely. Yeah, the iron, the blood, you can really get that.
Doesn't sound overly appetizing over the radio, but we try to, we house all these things and then we think of ways to use them in a non-confrontational kind of way, if that makes sense.
It does, but confront people. Go on. Challenge people's senses. That's what this is all about. What's this?
That's liver.
So, this is a liver.
Yeah, that's Eden Wild Kingfish liver. So again, that's quite livery.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's very pate flavored.
Yeah.
It's incredible. What would you use this on if you were shaving it?
We make little herb salads that go back with the kingfish. So if kingfish is on the menu and we've got stockpile of salted liver or salted heart, then we'll put a little herb salad with it, grate heart over the top of the salad, just to so it's bright underneath, but then there's a little bit of intrigue into the seasoning that goes over.
Well, I love the fact you're bringing all those flavours together, because I did see one of the dishes someone was raving about was, I believe, snapper with its own liver pan fried beside it.
Yeah,
on the plate.
Yeah, and I think last week we had Pete Evans come into the restaurant and he had Spanish mackerel with all its parts. And it seems
Pete would love that, a rough guess.
Pete loved it, yeah.
I've got to do this to you. I've got to try some of that swim bladder.
Swim
please.
Bladder. God, we're going to have to get some hot oil. I don't know what it's going to taste like.
Oh, really? All right, this looks amazing. I've just got to tell you this. All right, let's just see how we go for that. What on earth does swim bladder taste like?
Salty
fish. A lot more mild than I expected it to be. The seaweed's a really nice touch to it as well.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Josh, this has been absolutely incredible. I'm so sorry. And I'm so sorry for anyone who's vegetarian listening. But you know what we do. I always apologize to the vegetarians and vegans when I'm doing this. Josh, you are definitely on show as part of Taste of Sydney. Yeah. It's your first time doing it.
Yeah,
excited
we're flying.
For it?
Very, very excited. We're flying the flag pretty hard at Taste. We've jumped into everything. We're excited about doing the Chef Secrets with Electrolux,
which will be
amazing. Because we'll get to really show off a few cool techniques that we've worked out over the last 6-7 months. So I think we're making the octopus scotch egg and we're boiling crabs and pulling them apart. And it should be a lot of fun. So I can't wait to get started. It's going to be a bit of a logistical, you know.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare, but
you're
going to have a lot of
fun nightmare.
Doing it.
So all hands are on deck next week.
Fantastic stuff. That's from March 9 till 12. And, of course, anyone can go to St. Peter.
Right.
I imagine bookings are out the window. So
you'll find us online, stpeter.com.au. And we do our brunches 11 a.m. Till 3 Saturday and Sunday. And then we're open for dinner every day except Monday.
And, of course, I just have to check for my own personal interest. St. Peter, as in fisherman.
St. Peter, as in patron saint of fishermen.
Yeah.
And the other name for John Dory. Like
Saint-Pierre.
And hence the black spots on the plate. So don't try and scratch the black mark off the plate when you come to the restaurant.
Josh Nyland, keep doing bizarre things with seafood because it's absolutely incredible. And thank you for chatting to breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, absolutely my pleasure. Trust me.